It's time for the Breakfast Club, brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the Breakfast Club. Today we are brought to you by the Bank of Maysville, and we have no stranger to the studio, Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator with the Mason County Public Library. And Heather, you're in here more times than me, it seems like, but it's always good to have you.
It feels like it right now, that's for sure. I love being here. I'm no stranger to the mic, I guess.
You had a lot of events in November, especially around the holidays, so kind of recap those and kind of some new things you brought for the programs in November.
Okay, well, last month we had Mark Twain in as our speaker, celebrating his birthday the 30th. That was fabulous. We did our DIY stuffed butterball turkey plushie class with the kids. That was a huge hit. We're going to do a few more programs like that, so keep watch for it. I'm not going to give it away quite yet, but just keep watching. There's going to be more build an animal situations coming to the library. Our director started her first program in years called Listing at the Library. That was very well received. It was a lot of fun. It will be happening again in December. It's always fun when she gets involved and joins the party. So that was fun. And just our usual, just super busy, working on lots of new things for the community, trying to get everybody involved.
And, of course, in December, you have 12 Days of Wonder for 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes, so, exactly.
Talk about some of those.
Oh, my goodness, yes. 12 Days of Wonder, Rachel Bowman, our youth services librarian, and myself, and the whole library staff, in fact, gets involved in 12 Days of Wonder. We couldn't do it without everyone. And we have so many fun things happening. We are going to be kicking off the 4th with Eddie Price, Christmas at the American Colonies. He's a very dynamic speaker. We've had him before. He was our jockey in May to celebrate the Derby. But he's going to be giving us a little lesson on everything, on how people celebrated Christmas when there was frontiersmen, and it's just very different than what we know today. So that should be really, really fun. We're having a classic back, Miss Glass with Sass, Miss Pam McGlone. We had her last year, and everyone was like, bring her back. Well, and she's fabulous to work with, so we're having her back. We're doing Nordic ornaments, so wood slices you can hang on your tree. They have different designs. Each person will get to make 3. The 7th, let's see, wine cork trees for our adults, because, you know, everybody has wine corks laying around. If you don't, places will provide them, don't worry. And then our kids will be working on little pine cone people, and they are so cute. Miss Rachel made up the samples for those. Oh my gosh, they're adorable. The 8th, we're doing something brand new. We're having a holiday party that's open to the public. It will be completely free. We're going to have a little photo area. We're going to have hot chocolate and waters and drinks and appetizers. And we're trying to make it almost like a taste of Maysville. So it'll be local businesses and little samplings.
Interesting.
That you can come and just little appetizers, little light dessert. Music, Leah Frederick will be performing for our party. Mm. With some classic holiday favorites. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. Just come out, enjoy, even if you can't stay the whole time. Pop in, do some family pictures with our photo backdrop, and it'll just be really, really cute. And then the 9th, we're having Miss Katie Thacker back, and she's going to do a resin class with our adults. Snowflakes is what we're making with that. And then while we're doing that, our kids are going to be doing paper bag snowflakes, which I know people are thinking, oh, paper bag snowflakes. No, the way Miss Rachel does them, these are fantastic. Like, it's definitely, I never made paper snowflakes like that. So that'll be a lot of fun. The 10th, we're all going to be doing paintbrush gnomes. So we're going to be taking just a simple household brush and making him into a gnome. The 11th, MC Cookies will be there doing a cookie decorating class, and also Sugar Mumpsters. She will be there doing a decorating class because we're splitting it. MC is going to be doing the kids, and then Sugar Mumpster is going to be doing the adults. So it'll be a lot of fun. Something learning, and you get to take a skill away with you, which we love doing. And then the 12th is our DIY gift wrap paper, and that's going to end the culmination of 12 Days of Wonder. And we're going to be stamping our own paper. We've got all kinds of different shades of paper, all kinds of different stamps, bow making, lots of ribbons, some ephemera. And you can bring two or three small gifts to wrap with your paper, and we'll help you. And then you can also bring one or two small gifts that you can wrap, and we're going to donate to the Women's Crisis Center when it's done. So, you know, just more giving back. You know how we feel about our community.
If you heard a class that you wanted to attend, a lot of these you have to register for, so don't wait.
Yes, do not wait. Yes, they are. Registration is open, so do not hesitate. Give us a call. If you go on Facebook and look at the post, it will have a link directly to our calendar, and you can register yourself. If you have any trouble at all, give us a call.
Along with the 12 Days of Wonder in December, you also have your regular classes that you have month to month. So I'm sure that's a lot to juggle,
yes,
but
yes,
you all do it well.
That's why it takes the whole library. It takes the whole team. It takes the whole team to make it work. And that's one thing that we love about it. You know, we all chip in. It's wonderful. It's all of us doing everything. So it's a lot of fun.
And of course, today, the 4th, we have Montessori Monday, 10:30.
Yes. And then we have the 5th, we have our sensory time at 10:30, then Anime Adventures at 3:15. The 7th will kick off our story times. And then the 8th is Ready Player at 3:30 as well. And then on the 11th, Montessori Monday again at 4:30. And then our teen takeout boxes become available, and that is our holiday-themed box. So those are so stinking cute. You do not want to miss those.
What's in those boxes for December?
Okay, for December, we are going to have our holiday-themed book. Then she's going to have her bookmark, a little treat, a little beverage, and then a little craft. I mean, it's just jam-packed, and I'm not going to give it away, but the boxes are so stinking cute for December. Like, they're adorable. You're going to want one.
And those go quick, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. There's only 20. We have a limited supply. You have to check out a YA book in order to get one. They're for our teens. And, yes, they are generally gone within 48 hours.
Something you did last month that you brought back for December was Tabletop Tuesdays.
Yes, that's with our teen group with Miss Amanda. And Miss Bailey is assisting her with that. And they are having a ball in there. Right now, I believe they're focusing on Dungeons and Dragons. So even if you haven't went to the ones in November, you need to come to the ones in December. You can still pop in, have your character created. Like, that is absolutely okay. They have got this figured out. It's so much fun.
Then on the 13th, Young Writers Group. And again, something you want to, when they leave there, you want them to take something with them when they leave.
Yes, exactly. We want to provide a skill, a resource, also craft and fun, but we really, really strive to make learning and these adventures and these events fun as much as, you know, maybe you don't even know you're getting something from it.
And then moving on there with the 14th, yoga at 4 p.m. And then Friday, yes, Ready Player, 3:30 to 5. And then you have an author signing.
Yes, we do. Mr. Terry Cooper is a middle grade author. He's from Ohio. And so he's trying to really get his books down to this area. He donated his books that he has written so far to the collection of the library. So we do have his books available for you to check out. And he focuses mainly on middle grade, which is a really hard, in my opinion, I think that's one of the harder ones to write for. But his were really, really neat. It was really neat. He said his grandchildren inspired him. But he'll be there. Come and meet him, talk to him, look at his books.
And that's at 3 p.m. on the 15th, but yes, on the 16th, listing at the library, 9 a.m.
Yes, that is Miss Alexa, and we'll be doing another. So if you didn't come to November, no worries. You can still come to December and do everything. So it's so fun, and just, it's like memory keeping, but list making and a little bit of journaling with fun stamps and ephemera, and it's just a nice brain break. Like, it's so fun. I had so much fun at it.
That's the big thing, too. If you missed last month or you weren't able to attend, and you come this month, you're going to get caught up on what you missed
exactly,
last month.
Exactly. You are not missing out. You're only missing out if you don't come at all.
The 18th, you have a big Monday on the 18th.
I know. It's because we're closed for the holidays, so Monday got it all. We kick off with Montessori Monday at 10:30, construct it at 4, sticker party for our teens at 4, and then planning with me and meal planning at 4 p.m. as well. So it is a jammed, packed day.
Usually on planning with Heather and meal planning, you do something for the holidays as well. So
yes, so we have got our regular planning, which we'll be doing for our December and starting our new 2024 year. And then our meal planning of that is everybody does so much cooking in December. And then in January, you just don't want it. You don't want to cook. You don't want the dishes. So we are doing sheet pan dishes. One pan and you can cook. I even have desserts. I did not know you can make desserts in sheet pans till I was doing research for this. You can. And then we will have a giveaway that month for this as well, for a brand new sheet pan with a rack in it. It's a really nice one. You're going to want to come just to try to win that.
Again, that's 4 p.m. on the 18th, and then the 19th tabletop Tuesday, 6 to 8, and then the 20th, a DIY winter backpack, 4 p.m.
Yes, that is for our teens, and it's going to be, you're going to get your backpack and then hats and scarves and gloves, kind of load it up. Get ready for those colder weather.
Oof.
Yes, I know. So, and that way they can have a little choice. They can pick, you know, what they want to wear.
And then drawing 3:45 as well.
Yes, they're going to be working on a winter scene. What you think of when you think of winter, and working on more of a landscape for that class.
Moving on to the 21st. Special story time.
Oh, yes. That's when they're going to have their holiday party. I know. It's so cute. They're always so adorable at story time when they do their little holiday parties.
Then moving on to the 22nd, Ready Player, 3:30 to 5. And then you're closed, obviously, for Christmas, the 25th and 26th. And then open back up on the 27th.
Yeah, and we hit the ground running. Teen Art Studio at 4 and then Family Bingo at 4. So come out and win some fun prizes.
The 28th, again, story time at 10:30. This theme is Snowy Day, and then kind of go through how you pick some of the themes for the story time.
Oh, that is Miss Rachel. That is all Miss Rachel, our youth services librarian. She plans these themes 2 months in advance. She tries to go with what's going on. So at that point, we're getting into January, so we're getting more snow, and then the holiday party, of course, getting ready for Christmas. The pine cones that she did at the beginning of the month was from nature, and she will bring in like dry leaves, pine cones. She'll do like all of this. It's amazing what she puts into these story times. It's so fabulous. She has so much fun with it, and everybody seems to just love it.
The creativity from your whole staff at the library. I mean, it's insane.
It really is. We are so just lucky to have the staff that we have. I mean, they're all fabulous. We couldn't do half of what we do if we didn't have the support of our staff.
And again, the 12 Days of Wonder are going on right now. If you've heard a class you want to go to, make sure you go and register, because spots will not last long, I'm sure. So you got to make sure you get your spot.
Yes, absolutely. They are limited due to supplies.
Then, of course, you can keep up with the Mason County Public Library on Facebook. They do a great job of updating the public on the classes and what times to show up. So, but if somebody wants to sign up for a library card, Heather, how do they do that?
Absolutely. They pop into the library. We just need an ID with a current address on it, and we can get you all set up. If you don't have that, we have other avenues. So please don't let that restrict you from coming in and trying to get a library card, because we do have ways that we can address that. And Shelley, our circulation manager, handles all of that. And she has trained our circulation team. Like, they're fabulous. I can't say enough about them.
And of course, with a membership, and a library card, you get Hoopla as well.
Absolutely. And Hoopla is absolutely amazing. It is free to download on any smart device, any smart TV. It has got ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, movies, TV shows, and music. So all for free, and all to download for free.
Again, Heather Wheeler, Programming Coordinator program coordinator at the Mason County Public Library, and you'd be hard-pressed to find a public library that does as much as ours does. So we always appreciate you, Heather, and everything you do with these classes, and I know the community appreciates it as well.
Oh, well, thank you. We at the library, we love the community. We love doing it all. So we appreciate you having us on here to get to talk about it.
We'll talk to you the first of the year, 2024, so have a great holiday, and we'll see you in January.
Sounds great. Thank you. You too.
Breakfast Club has been brought to you today by the Bank of Maysville, with locations throughout town and online at bankofmaysville.com. The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.